وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين to your beautiful duas, Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab. May Allah reward you abundantly. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi brings us a story of a child being thrown into the fire in the presence of his mother. He tells us a story of a Jewish king who told a woman, "Prostrate before this idol, otherwise you will be cast into a burning fire." So she refused to prostrate before the idol and remained steadfast on her faith and on Tawheed. The king then grabbed the baby from her arms and threw the child into the fire. The mother was greatly distressed at this, and her faith was greatly tested by the event. She came very near to death out of anxiety. But suddenly, the little child started speaking from out of the midst of the fire. The child said, "I am alive, and I have not died in this fire. Oh mother, come into this fire. I am in great pleasure, even though it appears I am in a flaming fire. Oh mother, come into this fire so that you too may see Allah's miracle, and so that you too can see the comfort and ease of Allah's special bondsman, even though in the eyes of the world they are in calamity. Oh mother, come in so that you too can see how the fire of Namrud became like a bed of roses for Ibrahim, and how in the fire he found the springtime of roses and jasmine. At the time you gave birth to me, I feared it was death to me. But when I was born, I was released from a very narrow world, and in my opinion, I had entered a beautiful world. However, after seeing paradise, this world would appear small and narrow like the mother's womb. In this fire, I have seen another world whose every atom is a gift of life. Oh mother, come inside for the sake of your motherhood. Come in and see that this fire has not the effect of fire, for the mercy of Allah has converted it into a garden. Oh mother, you have seen the power of the Jewish dog." The Jewish dog instructed her to prostrate, and he was a person of authority. So the child is reminding the mother, but the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much greater. And today too you find that shaitan was created from fire. And it is a fire power that the shayateen al-ins of the world are using against the true Muslims. So the shaitan out of fire, and the shayatun ins also are using this fire power, 2-ton bombs, you know, bunker busters on innocent civilians, on babies, and on children, on women, you know, and they come out with all sorts of excuses. So the child said, "Now come on in so that you may witness the power of Allah's grace. Oh mother, come inside and call others also to come, because my Lord had spread the tablecloth of his kindness inside. Oh Muslims, Come inside, all of you, and experience the sweetness of Deen, which is sweeter than all other worldly pleasures. The mother then threw herself into the midst of the fire, and the child grabbed her by the arm. Then all the people around also there jumped into the fire and experienced the grace and the mercy of Allah. So the Jewish king became ashamed and embarrassed, because now people were jumping willingly into the fire. His plan to prove to be against himself, because people began to long to jump into the fire, and in sacrificing their bodies, they proved to be true in faith. Whatever signs of insult or disgrace unworthy ones try to put on the faces of saintly ones, these signs of disgrace will get stuck upon their own faces. The Jewish king then addressed the fire, "What is wrong with you? You refuse to show mercy to those who worship you and grant refuge and safety to these sons of Tawheed, while causing me disgrace and causing me embarrassment. Who has practiced sorcery upon you? What is this? What has happened to your speciality of burning?" So the fire replied, "O you disbeliever, I am that same fire. You come to me so that you may taste that same burning heat. My temperament and my true reality has not changed. I am a sword of Allah, but only cut with permission from Him. For this reason, when you feel grief and sorrow, beg His forgiveness from sins committed, because sorrow only comes through His command. When through the blessings of seeking pardon, Allah becomes pleased, He will remove punishment. And when the command of Allah comes, sorrow also becomes pleasure, and the prisoner is released. Air, sand, water and fire are all slaves of Allah, even though lifeless they may be. But in Allah's sight, they are alive, and for them to carry out His commands is not far-fetched at all." And we witness that from the story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam as well, and from the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us become Allah's, and Allah will become ours. So, man kana lillahi, kana Allahu lahu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of dedicating our lives to the ibadat and the worship of Allah, understanding the greatness and the might of Allah, and understand that Allah has power over everything. Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. And that the hands of the hearts of the rulers are also in the hands of Allah. So when we turn to Allah, then Allah will turn things in our favor. We must not turn to anybody else but Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.